Have you pressed play? Well done. I am Umberto 19 and this is Get the Bug. A podcast that explores the question, what if insects are the next game changers? Hi everyone, and welcome back to Get the Bug. I am a documentary photographer and a filmmaker, and because of my job, I started to explore the potential role of insects in the solution of some global issues. I'm always fascinated by any time humankind evolves by learning from nature. So I embarked on a research journey that took me around the world, taking photographs and talking to experts, entrepreneurs, and people who work with insects every day. In this episode, you will listen to the conversation I had with Carol Barragán-Fonseca. If you have listened to the Marcel Dick episode, you already know something about her. Carol is from Colombia. She received a PhD at Wageningen University, and then she went back to her country to set up the Insect for Peace project. Colombia has been involved in an armed conflict for more than 16 years. And agricultural projects are a key element in the process of reintegrating ex-combatants into a new society. Werner Herzog said, "Tourism is sin and travel by foot is virtue. You understand the world in a much deeper level." I can't always travel by foot, but I try to always take this approach in my journeys. And on a good journey, if you are lucky, you meet someone who sees things differently and you learn something, or more often, you learn it again. When I was taking pictures in Colombia, Carol introduced me to Juliet, Alberto, Ricardo, Marta, Don Juan, and many others. Eduardo Galeano said, "Utopia lies at the horizon. It is something unreachable that keeps you walking." I'm quoting it. They are walking. You will listen to their voices in an upcoming episode. With Carol, we talked about superhero insects, hope, the revolutionary armed forces of Colombia, rural poverty, illegal crops, and the new Colombian society. Note, this episode will be soon available in Spanish too. Este episodio estará pronto y disponible también en español. And remember, for an introduction to the Get the Bug podcast, don't forget to listen to the Get the Bug special episode.
This is a process, a complex process, a process that needs many actors to be successful. Insects for Peace aims to be one of these actors. Insects, as a low-cost feed component, could make smallholder farmers to depend less on expensive imported feed. This could provide an easier access to the local economy, and so a decent and stable new life for the people involved. I'm from Colombia, and right now in Colombia, Insects for Peace has set up two small black soldier fly production facilities, and we train foremen, combatants, and small farmers to produce insects as feed.
Well, wow, this all sounds great. So, when did you start with insects, and how did it begin?
I started focusing on insects by chance, because many of my students wanted to work with insects, and I fell in love with these little animals. Sometimes I refer to insects as my superheroes, because they can alleviate food crisis and rural poverty, and at the same time, they have a lower environmental impact compared to traditional sources of animal protein.
Before talking about Insects for Peace, you referred to a specific one, so why, of all insects, the black soldier fly?
Black soldier fly larvae can be produced on a lot of different organic residual streams. So rearing these species can be done locally by small farmers, and it can contribute to their livelihood. And black soldier fly larvae are nutritious feed component for chickens, pigs, or fish.
I'm doing this podcast and the photo book because I see insects as an opportunity for change, For me, it's interesting what Jeffrey Tombelin said so well in the first episode, that insects are owned by the world. But I was focused on environmental issues and rural poverty, for example. You talking about peace makes me more aware of the potential social impact.
In Colombia, peace is a work in progress. Insects for Peace in Colombia mainly aims to help small farmers who used to be members of the FARC and all the people affected by the conflict. Most of them are women who have lost their husband and children in the conflict. Becoming a smallholder insect producer could be a big step up in the process of reintegration. It means being part of a local and regional agribusiness network. It means community.
Yeah, I could say that I like these words, but what I really like is that you are actually doing this. Let's talk more about the conflict and where Colombia is at today.
Colombia has been involved in an armed conflict for more than 60 years. The origin of this conflict was the inequality in the distribution of land and the lack of access to basic rights. The situation led to the rise of peace and self-defense groups, the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, FARC-EP. This conflict officially ended in 2016 with the signing of the peace agreement. And now we need, and we have to, build a new Colombian society. And this requires the involvement of every sector of society. Agricultural projects that benefit the reincorporated populations are a key element of the peace agreement. Insects for Peace aims to provide access and implement a new local sustainable circular economy. So a new legal economy, and legality is stability.
Illegal crops is something we have to talk. I am Italian, and people very often ask me about the mafia, because they link the two things. I suppose, especially after the worldwide success of Narcos, then when we say Colombia, a lot of people think of cocaine. To prepare this conversation, I read a lot of things, and I read about the crop substitution program, that is one of the core elements of the peace agreement. And I find very interesting that insect farming could also be part of this process. But who helped you to develop Insect for Peace in Colombia?
Insect for Peace has been made possible thanks to the Universidad Nacional de Colombia, a group of scientists from a variety of disciplines, and people from independent organizations. The social, economic, and political challenges of a post-conflict society need many different and committed actors. And as a scientist, I believe science should respond to the social reality.
Yeah, you're totally right. This was another question because you already answered, but I read in an interview you saying that the impact of scientific research is too often measured only in articles and reviews, and no doubt social impact deserves more attention. I also read that Colombian forests are very rich in biodiversity, and a great number of these forests are in regions affected by the conflict. So the development of projects like Insect for Peace is more than a question of national interest.
For sure, because preserving this wonderful forest and biodiversity is important for the planet.
Yeah, but staying with the topic of Insect for Peace, when did it start and how does it work?
Insect for Peace started as a small pilot project in a central region of Colombia called Icononso. We have trained former combatants to use black soldier fly larvae to feed fish and so to reduce the feed cost. Right now, we are also doing workshops and courses with indigenous people and small farmers. And we set up another black soldier fly production facility in Guaviare.
This is wonderful. I hope the project will become bigger and bigger. And at the same time, I hope I can visit the plants in Icononso and in Guaviare and taking pictures for my book. But now, You teach at the university, right? I want to know something about the Insight for Peace training experience.
It's a great experience. As scientists, we have technical knowledge, but it is difficult to put it into practice in real life, and mainly in rural areas like these ones affected by armed conflicts.
And how many people are involved in Insight for Peace at the moment?
The people involved include the former combatants that do work in the two Black Soldier Fly facilities, some professors and office directors from the Universidad Nacional de Colombia that have helped to set up the facilities and improve the livestock and fish production of the communities. There are also some professors from Wageningen University who have supported research and set the facilities up, and some bachelor and master students who have done research and work with the communities involved, and some external communities and organizations that have promoted Insects for Peace in Colombia and abroad.
Last classic question. What are the next steps and goals of Insects for Peace?
Insects for Peace have shown that even when large-scale transformations are not possible, small-scale initiatives can make significant contributions. I'm convinced that projects like Insects for Peace can help a lot in different countries from the Global South. In Colombia, we were able to help solve a community problem, reducing the feed cost by up to 23%. The next steps will be to involve more people and organizations, set up more Black Soldier Fly production facilities, and to train more people in more communities. There are a lot of aspects that need to be developed in order to promote insect farming in the Global South to make a real lasting change. This is a complex process, and making a difference is a complex process too. It involves socioeconomical and technical aspects, research, innovation, communication, and policy making. To do all those things, we need to find more financial help. So right now, one of the goals is, of course, to find more financial resources.
Well, thanks is all I can say. And is there something you want to add?
Yes, I would like to conclude, as I like to end sometimes my presentations, with a quote from a Latin American writer, Eduardo Galeano. Many little people in little places doing little things can change the world.
So, you listen to Carol Barragán Fonseca, assistant professor at the Universidad Nacional de Colombia and coordinator of Insect for Peace, Insectos por la Paz. This interview was recorded in Quebec City at the Insect to Feed the World conference. But in the meanwhile, I was being in Colombia. This episode will be soon available in Spanish too. And another episode will follow with voices of some FARC ex-combatants and other people I met there. Some of the pictures I took are on insectsforpeace.org. And on YouTube, you can watch the video Insect for Peace Short Doc 2022. To support Insects for Peace, subscribe to the YouTube channel Insects for Peace, like the videos, and share them with your friends and family. To do more, you can always contact Carol through the website. And that's all for this episode. Share it with everyone you know who cares about the environment, is curious about life science, travel by foot, and still believes in utopias. Thank you for listening. This was Get the Bug.